Amen. Good morning. My name is Stephen Humphreys. I'm here to prepare our hearts and minds for the Lord's Supper. And I want to do that by sharing why the cross of Jesus is so important to me. And my hope in sharing this is that you will draw near to Jesus and root yourself in his story. Now, I'm going to reference Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28. And what's going on there is that this is Jesus sharing the final Passover with his disciples. And he takes a loaf of bread, you know, a flat bread, and he tears it apart, right? And it's never a clean tear. It's that very jagged, broken tear. And he takes that and he shows it to them and he says, "This is my body given for you, right? Eat this in remembrance of me." And he gives them the bread. And then later he takes the cup, the juice, and he holds it up to them and he says, "This is my blood in the new covenant, poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And these are two pretty powerful symbols of the Passover meal that they were celebrating that he takes and personalizes. And I think to understand a little more about what's going on there, let's talk about the Passover for a little bit. The story of the Passover is a story of liberation, right? It's emancipation from slavery for the Jews who had become slaves in Egypt and escaping their bondage. It's also a story of God's justice being executed on a nation where only some people were saved, and they were saved by the blood of the Lamb. Now, in the Passover celebration, the Jews would eat the unleavened bread, because that's the bread they ate as they left Egypt, as they left their slavery and traveled to the Promised Land. Jesus takes that and he says, "That bread, that's my body on the cross. That's how you're going to get from your slavery to the Promised Land. That's my body." But the event that caused Pharaoh to eject the Jews out of Egypt was a time when Yahweh came down with an angel of death, and they went from house to house in one evening throughout the entire land, and they killed the firstborn of every household. Unless there was the lamb's blood on the doorpost of that house. And I think something that's important to realize about that is it didn't matter who was in the house. Could have been an Egyptian in the house. They were spared. They were passed over. There could have been, of course, Jews we expect to be in the house. Could have been an alien from outer space. We don't know who was in the houses, but they were passed over. But something else that's important to realize is that it also didn't matter how much they had sinned that day. They were passed over. It didn't matter how much they had sinned that night eating the Passover meal that they had just been commanded to eat. It didn't matter. They were passed over. And before you look at God and kind of accuse him of like, that was a pretty harsh judgment, you have to realize his judgments are just. That judgment is the same judgment that I deserve for what I've done. I cannot accuse him of anything. So Jesus takes this story, like I said, he personalizes it, and now he offers it to me. His body is the bread that I eat to leave my slavery to the world and its desires. His blood is the promise that I too can be spared at the final judgment, and he takes it further. He says it's the blood of the forgiveness of sins. So my sins can be forgiven, eradicated from history, from the memory of God, and now I can have the Holy Spirit with me to counsel, guide, and love me. And to prove that he has the power to do all those things, he raised from the dead. If he didn't raise from the dead, he didn't have the power to do it. He said, "I have the power to do it." Now, he promised a new life, and I need that new life. I've done my part in adding to the brokenness of the world. I've tried to be a part of the solution, absolutely, but I am a part of the problem. You know, and if I think about what I really want in life, what I'm really trying to find is I'm trying to find unconditional love, where I am loved unconditionally and I love others unconditionally, where I am accepted for everything that I am and for everything that I am not. And those things require the forgiveness of the blood of the Lamb. They require that passing over. Otherwise, I got nothing. Everything I want for my wife, for my children, everything I want for you requires that cross of Christ. I need that forgiveness, and I need to forgive. It's the most freeing thing that I've ever done. And something I thought about was that, you know, Jesus wasn't up on the cross kind of going, "Oh, can't believe I'm up here, it's stupid." You know, it's not what happened. He wasn't up there going, "I can't believe Stephen needs me up here, this is crazy, I've got better things to do." You know, that's not Jesus. He wanted to be there. He wanted me to see that love. He wanted me to know what it felt like. That was important to him. So without Jesus' hope and promises, I got nothing. So I'm with the guy on the cross. I'm with the guy on the tree that looks like he lost. That's the one I'm with, because he's my only hope. So as we take this bread and this cup today, I hope that you will draw near to Jesus and root your story with him and share with me why the cross is so important. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Amen.